President Donald Trump is expected to announce during his upcoming visit to Saudi Arabia that the United States will begin referring to the Persian Gulf as the Arabian Gulf or the Gulf of Arabia, according to two U.S. officials familiar with the matter. The officials, who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity, said the announcement will be made next week as part of Trump's diplomatic outreach to Gulf Arab allies. The White House and National Security Council declined to comment. The geographic renaming reflects a long-standing push by several Arab nations to redefine the identity of the waterway that separates the Arabian Peninsula from Iran. Iran, which borders much of the northern coastline of the Gulf, strongly opposes the name change and has long asserted that the body of water be referred to by its historical title, the Persian Gulf, a name dating back to at least the 16th century. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi condemned the move in a statement on the social platform X, calling it a politically motivated attempt that carries no legal or geographical weight. He warned that such an action would only provoke the wrath of all Iranians, regardless of political stance, at home and abroad. The names of Middle Eastern waterways do not imply ownership by any one nation, but rather reflect a shared heritage, Abbas Araghchi wrote. Politically driven changes to these names are a hostile act. The naming dispute has simmered for decades, with tensions flaring on several occasions. In 2017, during Trump's first term, Iran's then-president Hassan Rouhani accused him of lacking basic geographic knowledge after he publicly used Arabian Gulf. While the U.S. government has traditionally used Persian Gulf in official documents, the U.S. military has often used Arabian Gulf in its regional communications, a practice Iran has consistently criticized. The International Hydrographic Organization, the global body responsible for naming seas and oceans, continues to use Persian Gulf as the internationally recognized name. While countries may use alternate names domestically, changes to global naming conventions require broad consensus, which has not been reached in this case. The renaming announcement will coincide with Trump's visit to Riyadh, Doha, and Abu Dhabi, three Gulf capitals with close political and economic ties to Washington. Trump's critics argue the name change underscores a growing political bias toward Gulf Arab states. His business ties in the region have also drawn scrutiny, with questions raised over potential conflicts of interest while serving in office.